Clap for Jesus, clap for Jesus. I believe you can do better than that. Amen. If that for the choir, I think it's beautiful. But if it's for Jesus, we can do better. Let's clap for Jesus this morning. Let's be on our feet. There is none holy as the holy as the Lord. There is none beside the Lord.
Neither is there any rock like our God.
There's none like our God. There's none like Him. Our God is the rock, the ancient of days, the one that calms our fears. Daddy, it is you that we have come to this morning to bless your name. Thank you. There is no other name like your name. There is no other name like the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. We give you glory, we give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Father, we thank you this morning. We bless your holy name for making it possible for us to be at your feet this morning. Father, accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you will give us an hearing ear, a discerning heart. Lord, we want to hear from you. We want to discern you this morning. Let it be so in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your word encourage me and somebody here this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let me not speak of myself. Let me speak of you and your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. At the end of the day, Lord, you will rain down all the blessings unto us as you take all the honor and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor it is well with me. In the mighty name of Jesus. The choir has said it all. Without their thanksgiving, without their special number, there is no other name. So the title, very short message, Calm Your Fears. Calm Your Fears. What is that thing that you are going through? What is that thing that is, whenever it crosses your mind, your heartbeat meets a little bit. I want you to calm your fears this morning. Let not your heart be what? Be troubled. What do I say? Tell your neighbor, let not your heart be what? Be troubled. Tell your neighbor. Let not your heart be troubled. We all worry. There's no doubt about that. We feel insecure. It could be on our job. We fear our kids' future when we see what is going on around these places. Shooting, killing, here and there. I once worked with a social welfare agency. We don't do much other than to sit down and watch TV with our clients. That's what we would do. And whenever I tell my colleague, let's hear the news. Let's listen to the news. They will tell you, Isaac, what is good in the news? You want to hear where somebody has been killed today again? You want to hear where somebody has been shot again? So they don't like listening to the news. Yeah, when we look at that, fear can come upon us. At times we are concerned about our health and about our ability to pay our health care, not to mention the mortgage. Not to mention the car payments. But when you look at the world as we live in today, the experts have a host of possible solutions. Just meditate. Oh, go yoga. Oh, go for psychotherapy. Oh, you need anti-anxiety medications. Yeah, they all have their place. And more Americans have been embracing them as a way to cope. There's no doubt about that. But people of faith take advantage of these approaches as well. There's no doubt about that. But we have another vital source of support, and that vital source of support is the Bible. The Bible. Scripture addresses the subject of worry throughout the Old and New Testament. And we can only imagine the stresses experienced by the people of Israel as they escaped from servitude in Egypt, as they wandered in the wilderness in search of a land that God has promised to them. Even in the New Testament, as disciples of Jesus, they must have lived in terror of the Roman authorities. So did Paul and members of the early church. They faced persecution on a daily basis. But the message of the Bible to worries in its pages and to believers today is utterly consistent. God is our rock, is our refuge, is ever available to give us strength. We need to survive the stresses of our lives. Brethren, this morning, if you are facing any difficulty, if your days are anxiety-filled, I want you to spend some time with me this morning as I give you some passages, some verses in the Bible about worry and what follows after. Number one, let's look at Matthew 6:27-28. And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to a span of life? And why are you anxious about nothing? About clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like these ones. Can you imagine that? Consider the lilies of the field. How they grow and how, they neither toil nor spin. Yet, even Solomon in all his glory, the richest king on earth that has ever been, there has never been anyone like him, was not arrayed like any of these lilies. So worry accomplishes nothing. It only makes you miserable. This morning, I'm imploring you, put your trust in the Lord, and he will be with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen.
Amen.
Number two, let's look at John 14:1-3. So let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. It were not so, would I have told you that I go there to prepare a place for you? As if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself. And where I am, you may also be. So that's the good news. It's a good news. Jesus is assuring us that we are ever in his care, now and forever. He never abandons you. He never forgets you. We are the one who forgets. Amen. We have various testimonies. How God did this, how God did that. When similar problem arises again, in many cases we have forgotten how he did it in the past. And we start becoming anxious. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. I face a situation that when I pray, I told you, God said, I have done it. And there is no sign. There is no sign of it being done. The money is not there. Because the way I was thinking is that maybe a miracle will occur. Somebody will just walk up to me with a check. I will just receive a phone call and say, what is your problem? Okay, this is my problem. Okay, don't worry. I send you money. So that was how I was expecting. But it wasn't like that. God kept on telling me, I have what? I have done. And he did it. He did it. Now, when similar occurrence occur, you know, I went to the camp a year before. God, this is what I'm looking for. The following year, I've not seen any sign. I went again and said, what I brought last year is what I'm bringing back to the prayer room. I went back to the prayer room. And right there, God told me, what I need now is thanksgiving. Just be thanking me. Ah, something I've not seen. This is somebody who will preach and say, give God a down payment of what? Thanksgiving. And now God is asking it from me now. And I'm still, you know, lawyering God. I'm telling God, you know, this thing is tough and big. And God is telling me, begin to thank me. There and then I remembered. And I said, God, have mercy. You have done it before. And you will do it. God will do everything that you are praying unto him for in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Psalm 6, 2 to 4. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am languishing. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, deliver my life. Save me from this for the sake of your steadfast love. Amen. So what we are saying is that God's steadfast love is ever available to strengthen us in times of what? Trouble. So if you are facing anything troubling, David was in a similar situation before. He cried unto the Lord in this psalm. Did you hear that David was defeated? Did you hear that he died an untimely death? Was it recorded that David was barren? Was it recorded that when David died, there was no son of him to take over the throne? And when we are talking about people facing trouble, I think David really faced challenges in all his life. The very day when he was following the sheep all about in the wilderness, not much trouble, apart from a lion and a bear, which he took care of. Then they anointed him. And then Saul came. And all sorts of troubles. Brethren, calm your fears. Tell your neighbor, calm your fears. Calm your fears. Number four, let's look at Luke 24, 38 to 39. Luke 24, are we there? 38 to 39, two verses. And he said to me, why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your heart? See my hand and feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have. We all know this story. The story of Thomas. You know, he wasn't there when Jesus appeared to them. Mark, you let's note one thing. Jesus did not appear to anybody who was not a disciple. He appeared only to those who are disciples, those who believe in him. First to Mary, and then to the other disciples. But Thomas was not there. And while they were there, and they told him, he said, no, I cannot believe. I saw him dying on the cross. I saw him bled. I saw him arrested. We all ran away. You know, now that you have seen him, I can't believe it. And then suddenly Jesus appeared. And he asked him, touch my hand. Look at my feet. Look at the hole by my side. I am flesh and blood. A spirit does not have body. Praise the Lord. So the reason Lord calls on to us to take heart and rely on him, rely on our faith, and let us be supported. God will support you in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't want to waste much of our time. Let's look at number 5, Isaiah 35 verse 4. Isaiah 35 verse 4. Say to those who have anxious hearts, 34, say to them that have fearful heart, be strong, fear not, behold, your God will do what? We come with vengeance. Even God with a recompense, he will come and save you. Praise the Lord. The version I have here says, say to those who are of anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. With the recompense of God, he will come and save you. God will save you, somebody, this night, this afternoon, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cast aside your fears. You know, the Lord is with you. When I was coming this morning, they were sharing with me about the fears they have about Chicago as they were coming. I said, the same fear we had when we were going to Nigeria. But we go there, nothing happens. The last time I was there, I was in Uber, all over the places. And me and the Uber friends, Uber drivers, we all became friends. Some of them even gave me their contact. But when we hear the news from here, you even fear to wave down a taxi in Nigeria. But God is saying to you, I will save you. Say a better amen. Amen. God will save us in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know how to say this in English. How do we say it in English? Amen. God bless you, man. Amen. See, the English, I didn't even know that we have mothers that are good in this thing. I just look and you see our interpreters are not here. The English language graduates, you know. Praise the Lord. Number 6, John 14:27. Say, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be what? Troubled. Neither let them be afraid. Amen. So the peace of the Lord far surpasses any assurances the world can give. Rest comfortable in that knowledge. Please. Any assurance the world can give, the peace of God surpasses it. When I was in Nigeria, I have a friend, was a former evening law student, well blessed. Anytime I went to Lagos, I go to Lagos, and I pass Sanusi, Samson Sanusi Street in VI. Sanusi Fafanwa Street in VI. What I only need to do as I'm driving is just to look, when I get to his office, just to look like this, and through the driveway of his office. Once I see his car there, I will park. I go in. I don't feel form. Tell him Duro what is here. He will just say, let him come. He was a former student. Very good friend of mine. How we met was that there's this introductory sociology that she has been failing, and he has failed it since he entered for a 5-year course. Because that time they do 5-year program, evening law. No, six years ago. He's been failing. Final year, somebody now introduced it to me. And he said he wants, you know, all these special coach. I said, look, you don't need any special coach. Make sure I see you in the class. Come and listen to lectures, and you will pass. Lo and behold, it was like a miracle to him. He said, is that all I need? That is all you need. Just come. Final year, I think he now scored C in that exam. You know, when he came rejoicing and giving testimony, I thought he even has an A. I said, it's a C that you are. I said, Oga, if you know what I have faced concerning this course, it has even lowered my GP. And it's a 4-unit course. I've attempted it twice. That is 8 units taken away from me. This time now is going to be counted as 12, you know, credits for me. But at least I did what? I passed. And he gave me his card. I thought it was a lie, a joke. So one day, I just branched, you know, and when money was money, as I was leaving his office, he gave me 5,000 naira. Ah, big money. But I noticed one thing. If you have problem and you go to him, hey, Oga, can you help me? I need this. It is wherever you have said it, just as you have said it, he has forgotten. The moment you leave, he has done what? He has forgotten you. You can't blame me. He has so many things on his head. So one day he called me and said, Oga, no vessel, I have so many things I'm thinking about. And he reminded me of this passage. It is only the peace of God that can do what? That can comfort you. Rest in that knowledge that the peace of the Lord far surpasses any assurance any man can give you. If you give me assurance and say, oh, I will send my boy to you tomorrow. Don't expect. If you sit down there expecting any boy, you are gone. Praise the Lord. Very good man. But if he has cash right there, he will give you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Matthew 6, 25. That's number 8 now. Then we can be rounding up. Matthew 6, 25 to 26. This is Jesus, you know, talking to his disciples in the Sermon on the Mount. So therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. What will we eat? Or what will we do? What will we drink? Not about your body. What will we put on? Is not life more than food? And the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? God knows your needs. And I know he will never forsake you. Amen. We have stories of people here who thought they are homeless. Is that not so? Technically, they were homeless. I can point to 1, 2, 3, 4 people today in this church who thought they were homeless then. Today, they were not paying mortgage. That time, they were struggling. How do I pay this mortgage? You know. But today, they are not even paying mortgage. Why do I have to be anxious? Praise the Lord. Calm your fears. Tell your neighbor, calm your fears. Calm your fears. That's number 7, I believe. Which number are we? So, okay, number 7 now. Oh, number 8 now. Jeremiah 17, 7 to 8. Jeremiah 17, 7 to 8. So blessed is the man who trusts in who? In the Lord. Whose trust is the Lord? He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its root by the stream and does not fear when heat comes. For its leaves will remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. You will not cease to bear fruit in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your faith be strong. That's what I'm saying. There's nothing that can change you. There's nothing that can shake you if your faith is strong. Believe in him. Jesus said, he told his disciples, believe in me. Believe in God, believe in me. Anything you ask in my name, I shall do. And I don't think he has disappointed any of us here. God will not disappoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 18, verse 6. Psalm 18, verse 6. David said, in my distress I call upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. God will hear your voice in the mighty name of Jesus. And my cry to him reached his ears. God always hears your cries. God will never forsake you. Tell your neighbor, God will never forsake me. And if you look at Psalm 59, verse 15, 16, Psalm 59, verse 16. He said, but I will sing of your strength. I will sing aloud of your steadfast love in the morning. For you have been a fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress. So the good news is that when worry is threatening to become too much for you, let God be your rock. Let your God be your source of comfort. Don't rely on man. Hey, some people will come. They will tell you all their problems. What they just want to hear is that I will be praying for you. Pastor, getting no problem. Oh. Pastor, get in own problem. May not even remember to pray for you. We went to this solemn assembly. The Pastor Oludeyi, Special Assistant to the General Overseer from Europe. He said he doesn't tell people that I will pray for you, because if he does that, he will be telling a lie. He said he always tell them, when I remember, I will pray for you. When I remember, I will do what? Because he's a man. And I have to correct that impression too. In fact, let me confess one thing. There is this grammar that has been pursuing me all about. Told me a problem, and then we pray. That single prayer we pray, and testimony follow. And every time the grandma will call me thinking that I've been praying for her. The last day he came, even put money in an envelope for me. I said in my heart, when last did you remember to pray for this grandma? It is God that did it. And I told grandma, look, pastor can only do little, but I will be praying for you. That's what I told her. He said, even all those prayers we pray, they are testimonies already. And I warned her, it is not pastor. It is who? It is God. Because I can't remember when I prayed for that grandma. And yet she came, put something in an envelope, and followed, you know, pursuing me all about. Amen. So please, when worries threaten to become too much for you, I'm telling you, let God be your rock. Let God be your source of what? Comfort. It shall be well with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Finally, let us look at 2 Chronicles 15, 3 to 4. 2 Chronicles 15, 3 to 4. There are still so many. I'll just give you the passage. When you get home, you can read them. 2 Chronicles 15, 3 to 4. Calm your fears. Only for a long time, Israel was without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. But when in their distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, he was found by them. Can you imagine that? Even after you have gone astray, even after you have not done what you're supposed to do, when you turn to him, he answers your petitions. God has answered the petitions of the faithful from the time immemorial, ever since his covenant with the people of Israel. God will continue to answer your prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. The worst king in the Bible was King Ahab. Go and read his life in First Chronicles. You know, he was the husband of Jezebel. You know. In fact, when I was reading it and I discovered that God answered his prayer at the stage, I was telling God, but you should have killed this man. Can you imagine, man? From my own heart, God, you shouldn't have allowed this man to survive. You know? But God answered him. You know, I think there was a war. Some other kingdoms rose against him. He went back to God. God still answered him. Can you imagine that? God will answer you in the mighty name of Jesus. God will answer your petitions. God will find you faithful at all times. The covenant that he has held with Abraham, we are spiritual sons and daughters of Abraham, that covenant is still alive. The Lord Almighty will be with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Our prayer is an ever sure means to open your heart to God and receive his blessings. So when you pray, when you remember, and that was what Ahab did. You know, he prayed and he remembered God. And God still remembered him. And God healed him. God will heal you in the mighty name of Jesus. Look at Luke 12, 28 to 30. Luke 12, 28 to 30. As we conclude. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows you need them. Amen. So let your mind be at ease. God surrounds you. God's love surrounds you anywhere you go. Amen. God surrounds you anywhere you go. It is not we. You know, I told you, I think it was in the midweek service, I told people that were present. There was this movie, a British-based movie that these children have been watching that are joined in, Midsummer Murders, something like that. And most of those murders were committed when the people were sleeping. It now makes me realize how vulnerable we are. Yet every day, many of us, we take that sleep for what? For granted. We go to bed when we want. We wake up when we want. We take it for granted. We wake up, we do not even remember to thank God. Thank God, you God for waking me up. Some people sleep that same sleep and they never wake up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalm 118 verse 6, while I conclude. Say, out of my distress, I call on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. God will set you free. God will answer you. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? If God is on your side, the fear of this world can never overwhelm you. Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet. If God is on your side, the fear of this world can never overwhelm you. Bow down your heads this morning and talk to God. What are those worries and anxieties? What are those things that are troubling your mind? What are those things that whenever you remember them, it crosses your heart? It makes your heart beat to miss. Is it your papers? Your children giving you headache? Money? What are those things? Work? Open your mouth this morning and talk to God. Open your mouth. Talk to God. Tell that worries to him. And tell him, Father, I will never disobey you again. Because when we worry, when we are anxious, we are disobeying God. I will never disobey you again, Lord. According to his word, Philippians 4, 6 to 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. With thanksgiving this morning, make your request known to God. And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds. The peace of God, guard my heart, guard my mind. In the mighty name of peace of God surpasses all understanding, human understanding. It is the peace of God. Peace of God. Overwhelm me this morning. Overwhelm your people. Peace of God. Overwhelm my siblings, my children. Peace of God, overwhelm my parents, wherever they are, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I commit your congregation into your hand. Let anxiety and worries be a thing of the past in their lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All these things we are talking about will be meaningless if you do not have Christ in your life. Is there any one of us here this morning who is ready to renew or you give your life and afresh? I want you to confess that sin unto him now. Confess Lord as your personal Lord and Savior. Say, Father, you are my Lord. You are my God. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Accept me, Lord. I'm confessing you that you are my personal Lord and Savior. I will not go out before you without being blessed. I will not go to another man. I will not use man as my pillar, but you, O Lord. Prayer as an ever sure means to open my heart to you and receive your blessing. When I do it, Lord, let it be so unto me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.